suppose I felt that Cairn was being left behind in relation to some of the towns around Annishawn and Donegal, and we needed a development plan to sort of rejuvenate the town. And the community groups in Cairn Donagh have been fantastic. They've came together along with Donegal County Council and along with the planning section from the council, and they have been working now for about 9 months on a plan for Cairn Donagh. And I suppose that plan was put in front of us last night at a meeting in Cairn, and the work is supposed to start here now, though.
Presumably, as would be the case with any plan or proposal that the council is involved in, there's going to be a period of public consultation. It must be coming fairly close to that now.
Yeah, there has been a lot of consultation with the community groups and with the community groups in Cairn Donagh especially, and there's still some work to be done in relation to that, and there'll be a number of other meetings with community groups, and hopefully now we can get a few more people and community groups in Cairn Donagh involved as well. There's been no want of involvement on this from the community groups in Cairn Donagh. Have been fantastic, and they deserve everything they get for the work that they have been doing in Cairn over a number of years now. And we have a lot of things going in Cairn Donagh, like the heritage is a massive part of Cairn Donagh. We have a fantastic church there. There's a lot of potential within the town for tourism and for suppose catching on to the number of tourists that's going to Malin Head, for instance, and we need to be biting into that, to bringing those into Cairn Donagh as well.
Once completed, what status will this plan have within Donegal County Council, and what commitment will the council offer in terms of acting on it?
Yeah, well, the council's offering a big commitment now with the new local community development company within the council and the new LCDC, which I'm probably the only initial councillor on that board. It opens up the avenue now for a lot of these towns, and this is something I think that we have to start doing. We have to start going back into the towns, the local towns, the towns maybe that hasn't been getting the help over the last maybe 15 or 20 years, and getting back into those towns, doing development plans for a number of towns, even the smaller towns, the tier 3 towns, and trying to rejuvenate the towns to help out in whatever way we can as a council, whatever way I can as a councillor, to bring a bit more stability and a bit of rejuvenation to these towns, Donal.
Now, we know that over the years the council has adopted many development plans for many towns. We've had planning control points, we've had various initiatives over the years. Is there anything to suggest that this particular one will be any different, that this particular one will see any particular investment and commitment that we haven't seen heretofore?
Yeah, I think so, Donald, because I think the big point of this development plan, this is a community development plan. This is a plan that's done by the people of Cairn, by the community groups in Cairn. And I think that's the most important part to lead out on in this. This is Cairn Donagh's plan. This is the community group's plan. This is the vision that the community groups and the people of Cairn Donagh want to see Cairn Donagh moving in. And I think it's in their hands. And I think with the work that they've been doing up to now, there'll be no reason why this plan will not work. And I'm sure the community groups in Cairn Donagh will make it work.